Ready, set, go!
Welcome into Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Westwood One. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Checkpoint XP audience.
That was new.
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because we're probably going to have to use this on Wednesday's daily shows from now on. Yeah. What's going on, guys? How you doing? Twitch.tv/CheckpointXP.
The place to be.
Why don't you just say, what's up, checkmates?
Checkmates? That's not bad. That's not bad. Thanks for joining us. The only place currently that you can listen to Checkpoint XP Daily is right damn here.
5
Nowhere
p.m.
else.
At twitch.tv/CheckpointXP.
This is the only way you get to see our beautiful faces.
That's right. You can still catch the show on the radio, but as of last night, our daily show archives and our national show archives have been removed from Mixcloud.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Now no one will be able to complain about how bad Mixcloud is.
I know.
And that, if you are
that
wondering,
was a significant portion of the conversation before we started today.
Joe, I wouldn't worry, because if the people who dislike Fallout have taught me anything, they will find something else to complain about.
That is true.
Yes.
That's fair.
Anyway, so here's the deal. Let me explain what's going on. So as our continued part of transitioning over to Beasley, we are trying to actually make our content a little bit easier for you guys to get a hold of. We have heard how many complaints you guys had about Mixcloud, and so we've listened to you and we have decided to ditch the platform in favor of podcasting. Yes, that's right. It's going to be available every day for a podcast. Podcasting the Daily Show.
Correct.
Checkpoint XP Daily will start as a podcast on Monday. And when it starts as a podcast on Monday, you will get some of the backlog episodes, at least from this week.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So, I get it.
How cool is that? So think about this. Hold on. Yep. I'm going to let you finish.
Comes with a caveat.
Here we go.
The only way you can hear the national show,
uh-oh,
is if you hear it on the radio. You got to listen on your local affiliate. Here's the thing, though. If you subscribe to the Checkpoint Daily podcast,
uh-oh,
that's still all the same content. It's just spread out
and
among
more.
And more. That, yeah, is true. But it's spread out among 5 days.
So think about this, guys, right? Let me explain something to you guys, right? We took something away, but we gave you so much more.
That's right.
All right. And here's another cool thing, right? How many podcasts does everybody listen to where the release schedule is a little bit irregular? Or maybe it's a podcast that's dependent on actual real life events, you know, sports podcasts,
sure,
and stuff like that.
Something,
right,
has to happen.
Something has to happen first, right? Nah, bruh. Monday through Friday, you are getting content.
That's right.
Even if you're not here in the Twitch chat. But the Twitch chat is the only way you'll be able to directly interact with us.
That's right.
During the show.
That's right.
Take advantage of Joanna the Bitbot.
That's right.
Participate in any of our cool contests.
That's right.
Be a voice for the checkmates across the U.S. and Canada. The only way you could do it.
The only way you can call in.
The only way you could call in.
Because that's going to be a thing.
That's going to be a thing, too.
Carletta is saying, but what if you don't live in a radio market that has Checkpoint XP? Well, you can still listen by going and looking at all the different places that do, you know, put it out there and tuning into their different streams.
So, Carletta, what I would say to you is that if you subscribe to the Checkpoint XP Daily podcast, you will have heard all of the segments from the national show.
But there are going to be some people that find the format we do the national show in palatable.
Sure. And
right?
if you find your closest radio station that does have it, go to their website.
Like, absolutely.
Like Houston, Texas.
Yeah, go to Houston, Texas. Go to their website that right. carries us.
Yeah.
You'll be able to hear us on there.
there's also, you know, arts. There's also apps like TuneIn and iHeartRadio that you can check out, as well as the
Next Radio. Oh, no, Next Radio is only your local stations, I think.
There's a ton
there's
of them.
There's a ton of radio apps and streaming apps and websites that all have places where you can go and you can check your local listings or your not-so-local listings.
That's right.
And check out the national show in the format that you guys have become very accustomed
to. And the reason I recommend so many apps is because we're on so many different affiliates that you are guaranteed at least one of our affiliates is going to be on one of those apps. And I use TuneIn quite a bit. So I can vouch for the fact that I've listened to my own show on an affiliate through TuneIn. So, for what it's worth.
I caught it in Toronto one time.
I caught it in Las Vegas.
While I was in Toronto, and I was like, that is pretty fly.
I made the Uber driver in Vegas listen to it.
I caught our show in Orlando.
Did you?
Yeah, when I went down to Disney World last year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's cool. But I also want to say we got Melly Pie in the Twitch chat right now. Says, friends of Sarah's.
Oh,
yeah, Sarah's co-workers.
As of last night, anyone who didn't stick around, Rav Mall was who guessed the new news person correctly.
That's right.
That is correct. Sarah Skopic will be joining us as our new news person on Tuesday week.
Did Rav give you a game?
No, because he doesn't know what you own.
Oh yeah.
He needs your library.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to
shoot him a list.
We're gonna have to work together on that one.
Yeah, I'll shoot him a list
and sort of figure something out. Oh, I forgot to share. Hang on, I have to go grab it from the other room, but I got something.
Oh, he has something.
Oh, he has something to share.
Nate has something to share.
While he does that, I'm just gonna say real quick. I went to Wendy's on my way here today, and can confirm they have the worst French fries that have ever existed.
Oh,
nah. Actually, I can't say that. I can't say that.
What, you like soggy potatoes?
No, see, that really depends on which Wendy's you go to. Did you go to this one not far from here?
Yeah.
That's the worst Wendy's in all of America.
They were
atrocious. Is literally the worst Wendy's. Like, legitimately. Now, there's there's like four other Wendy's I go to before I go to that one, if I can. And dude, every time the fries are slapping. Every time.
We'll see.
They do not have the worst fries. The worst fries are McDonald's fries after they get cold.
Well, sure.
So, if I were to ask you guys what my latest console purchase would be, what would you say the answer is?
Let's go
Switch.
Switch.
I mean, that would be a good guess because
but
that would
not.
Be the most obvious. No,
he went out
not.
And bought a damn 32X or something crazy.
No.
All right. What did you buy? PS4 Pro?
No. I have it in my pocket.
Steam Link.
I did.
You bought a Steam Link? Hell yes.
Yeah, I decided to pick up one of these little bad boys.
You bought a Steam Link.
I bought a Steam Link.
One of the last Steam Links there will ever be.
You know why?
Where'd you get it?
Through Steam.
Oh, okay.
He got it for posterity.
I was browsing the Steam library, or the Steam sale library, the autumn sale library, and this little bad boy was on sale for $2.99.
Wow.
And you said, why not? I'll find a use for it.
That's right.
And even if I don't, it goes on my shelf.
Exactly.
For $2.99, hell
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
I'd have bought one had I known that.
Yeah, for $2.99.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't even know what the fuck I would do with it.
I honestly I plugged it in, hooked it up, and then went and fucked off and played Fallout 76. Never even I didn't even look at it on the screen.
There you
I don't
go.
Know I don't know what the UI of this looks like.
Nice.
No idea. No clue. I mean, I don't even know what game I would play on this. I'm going to have to download a game specifically to play on this thing.
I could do the Nier I got gifted on.
See,
like
I'm thinking
that.
About doing Metro. I want to do.
Oh, yeah,
I think I
want
to do the whole Metro series because, like, I looked it up. This will work with a PS4 controller.
Hmm.
Oh.
So I don't have to. I don't have to get that janky Steam controller bullshit.
That just changed my opinion.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah. So I'm actually kind of excited to check this out, and I'll let you guys know what I think of it when I actually do get a chance to dick around with it and
which
and
if
hook
76
it up.
Has any say will be never.
Well, I can't play 76 through it is the problem because that's the Bethesda launcher. And I would if I could, though. I'd probably throw that on in a heartbeat because I'd really like to be able to play Fallout 76 on my couch. I feel like that would be a really relaxed and fun way to play it.
Yeah, I became a console gamer last night.
Did you?
I did. It finally happened. What my 7-year-old PC bit the dust.
Oh!
And by necessity, I am now a console gamer.
And no other choice.
That's sad, man.
I don't feel real great about it. I thought last night I spent about 3 hours before I went to bed trying to troubleshoot. Took out all my individual RAM sticks, nothing like that. Took out my first hard drive, still continued rebooting on its own. Second hard drive, it stopped rebooting on its own. I'm like, oh, here we go. It's a bad hard drive. We know at the end of the day, whatever, it will fix it. And then I went to bed, and when I woke up this morning, it had rebooted again, and it started rebooting again every few minutes. So it's not the hard drive.
Our fucking luck, right? Anyway.
Anyway. It's not the hard drive. It's not the RAM. What?
I mean, he doesn't technically know either, but it's related to the surprise that we have.
I got you.
I assume.
Yeah. Imagine the worst thing that could have happened.
It
happened.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
I'm figuring out what the hell I'm going to do because I'm, you know, it's a 7-year-old computer.
You might as well just upgrade at that point.
Well, there's no. It's got to be a new computer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're not just going to try and repair what's wrong with it.
Exactly. At this point, what's left of what's wrong with it, it's either the video card, the power supply, or the motherboard processor. And any of those already are, I'm like, well, I'm just rebuilding
even,
at that
and
point.
And even if you did decide to just try and repair something else, it's like a car at this point.
Exactly.
You're
it's
like,
7 years old, dude. And this has already been repaired. Like, I already had a hard drive.
Yourself,
fucks out.
All that type of stuff.
Yeah, it might be time.
It is. Man, it had been time.
I actually didn't realize that that you were operating on such a I don't want to say outdated mine's around probably 5 or 6.
When I built it, I built it with the idea of upgrading in mind. So it's had a new video card put in it over the years. It's had a new hard drive, more RAM added to it over the years. So it's like it has been upgrading all along, but now it's at the point where I listen. My motherboard's eventually going to go, and then I'm SOL, so I might as well just start from scratch.
I agree. Ravmall's in the chat there, too, if you want to throw some of the games at him.
Oh, Norris. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my bad.
You won the chance, Ravmall. You get to pick what game he streams next, or at least for a day. I don't think he's going to do all of it.
I just bought Steam Link, too.
Free.
Oh. It's $3!
I'm going to buy a Steam Link.
It's $3. Anyway, well, you know, 10 county shipping. But
right. So I actually made a pretty big purchase last night. I can't say
you
what
you can't
it
tell
is.
Me to talk to Ravmall and then start talking.
You can type to him.
Shut up. I want to tell him verbally. All right. Listen, Ravmall. So I got. Damn, I gotta look up my games. Hold on.
I've got Red Dead.
I got a bunch. So.
You don't want me to just play Red Dead, do you? That'd be ideal, really.
I mean, yeah, I could just play Red Dead.
Now, if you want to gift him something on Steam, too, I mean, at that point, your options open up to just about
anything.
I mean,
especially once I get the Steam link, it'll be even easier to deal with.
Obviously, it does have to be Twitch appropriate, so no genital jousting.
Yeah, that's another thing. It can't be on the
Twitch banned list, obviously.
Yeah, I'm going to stand by this for pretty much anything. If you gift me anything stupid or inappropriate, like, I legitimately, like...
You'd be mad.
No, I won't be mad. I will, like, actively lobby for you to just be, like, ousted from the group.
Jeez. That's rough.
We all good now?
Yeah, we're fine.
All right.
This is going to be a really awkward opening segment for The Daily Show. Like, people coming in for the first time are going to be like, is it always like this? Are they always just, like, screwing off and, like, doing other things?
We are always doing, actually.
Well, no, I mean, usually the show is a little bit more organized and, you know, forward-flowing. I mean, this is literally going to be some people's introduction to the podcast.
I get what you're saying.
That's true.
Right? And so we're, like, trying to sort out stuff and things.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Well, guys, for those of you who are first-timers listening, no, it's not normally like this.
No, it's not normally like this.
A lot of moving parts to today's show.
A lot of things are changing. whinging about the show and currently in flux about it. First of all, the fact is that like normally these parts of our stream aren't podcasted, right? Like normally these parts of our streams are where we're just talking to the chat and it's really informal. But we've only got one segment to record today.
That is true.
So we're only doing one, you know, with us only doing one formalized segment, we're turning sort of the beginning of the stream into the podcast, right? So in a second, like, I guess not in a second, but in a few minutes after we wrap up this discussion, we'll go ahead and move on to our social media segment. Mm-hmm. And then that'll be it for Checkpoint Daily for today. And then we'll be back tomorrow with a whole new bunch of segments, some new
already
news.
Already got that show pretty much planned out.
Updated news. Mm-hmm. So what's going on the show tomorrow?
Tomorrow, the FTC is officially going to open an investigation into loot boxes.
That is very big news.
So we're going to do that. We're going to do some gaming news. And also, Rocket League's partnering up with DreamHack for some major events next year.
Yep.
So we're going to hit on both those things tomorrow. But yeah, today, a bit of a shorter show.
Excellent. Well, I think those are going to be some really interesting discussions. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, okay? We don't just have this little opening discussion and then...
We're not just going to do social media and then skip out.
And then social media, yeah. And then just we're going to go. We've actually got a brand new podcast that we're going to be debuting here on Checkpoint XP's Twitch channel.
No, the reveal's going to be great.
Yeah, I would call this almost an episode zero. This is kind of a proof of concept.
This is definitely an episode zero.
Like, one of the things is, like, when we do a new podcast on the show, usually there's a couple months of planning that go into
it. And there's some promotion.
We have to go through and get imaging and all that, and to be frank, a lot of the time there's almost like, okay, well, once we put that idea out there, we're kind of committed to doing it. This is kind of our way of like, hey,
we're testing the waters here.
We're not telling anyone about this. We're just going to do it and hope it goes well.
Yep. That's
kind of our plan today.
You're going to see an experimental episode zero of a new podcast that we actually hope will continue on into the future.
Yep.
But we're going to see what the corporate overlords think of it.
See what happens.
Yeah. We don't get to just make a show that, like, we think is cool anymore. Like,
nope.
we have to like ask people if it's cool.
Those days are long motherfucking gone.
Yeah.
So that said, today is very much kind of like a let's just do this and hope no one gets mad at us. So, you know, maybe they'll just think it's cool.
The bevy of emails that have been exchanged because of it begs to differ.
I was just explaining that to Latasha the other day. I was like, man, in the good old days, the email strings would literally be the four of us, Kooky, maybe Rick or Kevin.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's like 35 fucking people attached to every email now.
Yeah.
Like, bruh.
It's true.
It's a little terrifying.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But we hope you guys enjoy it.
So, yeah, we're excited to debut this new podcast. And by the way, this new podcast, which you will find out what it is a little bit later on today, if you're watching over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. If you're on the podcast, you can visit our website over at checkpointxp.com and find out what it is as soon as we get it cleared, which shouldn't take too long. Honestly, like, we're pretty confident on this one that it's going to be fine.
Yeah, I mean, there's shows that we have going on right now. Other identity where we're struggling to get some things cleared,
right?
This should really no problem.
Yeah. And so Checkpoint XP Daily, as well as this new podcast and the other identity, will all be available soon at our website. But until then, there are going to be some holes and gaps in some of the content, you know. Anything that was an on-demand show, you're not going to have the content there, so bear with us. So we've got a lot that's in flux and changing, but it's all changing for the better. And we really think that this is the best way to give you guys the content that you want, the way that you want to consume it.
Yep.
So we heard you. We heard how sick and tired of Mixcloud you were. We don't want to have to go back to that. We don't want to have to use that as an option. So just while we're going through it, bear with us that some of the content is inaccessible and down. And we'll definitely try to work through that. So this is, I think, going to mark the end of our opening segment for Wednesday's Daily Show.
Yep.
But coming up next, we're going to check in with our social media audience. And what was the social media question this week?
We asked them what was at the top of their gaming wish list. Real actual wish list, not the impossible stuff that we wanted last night.
Right, yes. It's going to be an actual holiday wish list. So we want to know what you want. Tell us in the chat over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Social media coming up next here on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint, Esports and Gaming Radio. This is Checkpoint, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointRadio.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening across Canada on TSN Sports Radio, including Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, Vancouver, Hamilton, Winnipeg, and Edmonton. Make sure you visit our website over at CheckpointXP.com so you can subscribe to the Checkpoint XP podcast. Robbie, what's this week on the podcast?
Well, if you guys haven't heard, Netflix is bringing us a new anime in live-action form. Will Cowboy Bebop be good or will it flop?
Man, I'm so worried about this. Subscribe and download free on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and the Westwood One Podcast app from Westwood One Podcast Network. Everyone's listening. You can also follow us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram, so you can respond to our weekly social media question. This week, since it's getting pretty close to the holidays, we ask what was on your gaming wish list coming up this year. And since I think it's we may even do a gift exchange here at Checkpoint XP this year, I want to know what is on your guys' wish list, and I guess we'll start with Robbie.
All right, is it too much to ask for the FF7 remake to be canceled and Nomura to walk away from Square
Enix? Yes, it is. It needs to be a good.
It needs to be an actual tangible like thing that somebody can go out and buy you. We already did our industry wish list.
Rein it in a little bit. I could really use a nice like DX racer chair.
All right.
The chair that I'm using is actually still the one I had when I first got Tali, and like claw marks all down the back.
You actually took mine. To be
Did
fair,
I?
Boom!
Yeah,
really?
It's a good one.
I gotta say that is on my list, but it's not at the top of my list. Ooh. I definitely want to get one, but I think I'm just gonna make the investment myself.
Okay.
Well, Norris, how about you? You have to think quickly on your toes here.
That was my problem. Is that so many things I actually want to just go out and get for
and just
myself.
Buy? Yeah,
it's the problem with being a gamer. We have no patience. If a new game's
it's
coming
also
out,
the problem
you want
of having.
It now.
It's also the problem of having disposable income
that,
as well.
That as well.
Yeah.
That as well. But you know, I'll say this. I would really like some RAM expansion for my laptop.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Gotcha.
Take it to a new level.
That's not bad. Joe, how about you?
Well, in the past 3 months, both my laptop and my PC have died. So,
wow.
I guess I'd like one of those replaced.
Now, Joe, just so you know.
That's grim.
Bad things usually come in threes.
I know.
You don't have like a pet, do you?
I have a lot of pets.
Oh no.
No, no.
Yeah.
Who's your least favorite?
And I have a girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah. No, we need the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Did you just compare your girlfriends to your pets?
No, I just have things that I love.
Oh, okay.
Or I lost my PC and my laptop. I'm like,
that's fair.
It's getting grim now.
Well, I already got everything that I want in my Steam Link that I picked up for $2.50 off of Steam.
Yeah. So. For 95% off.
Hashtag my Steam Link. But no, you know what? I think I love my Steam Link so much, I'm going to get my Steam Link a gift.
Oh,
that's right.
What will you get for your Steam
Link? I'm going to feed it some games. I think that's an appropriate gift for a Steam Link, right? Hashtag my Steam Link.
Yes.
So anyway, no, but if I had to pick something seriously that I really want for, you know, like the holidays, Front Page on Twitch, that would be cool.
That'd be great.
All right, that's cool.
Front Page on Twitch or Kotaku.
Happy holidays to us.
I know, right? That would be great. But we ask you guys, of course, at our social media pages over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram, what you guys were looking for. And Sarah Skopic, who is going to be joining us in the studio as of next week. Does time and energy to play video games count?
Oh boy, can I ever relate to that one?
No kidding. You would think doing a show about video games, we'd have a lot more time to devote to playing them.
I'm convinced. No, it's just being an adult, you don't have time anymore.
No, it is.
It doesn't matter what job you do.
It doesn't matter what you do.
I mean, I've been playing Fallout 76 obsessively for the past week.
Probably at the cost of sleep, though.
At the cost of sleep, yes. That's exactly what it is, yeah.
Andrew on Facebook says, the PS4 Pro, since my PS4 is starting to crap out.
You know, I agree with that.
That sucks.
I've been giving real thought to upgrading to the PS4 Pro.
I have too, yeah.
You know why I haven't done it?
You don't have a 4K TV.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I haven't done it.
Same reason I'm not doing it either.
We have Steven also on Facebook who says, a less toxic community.
Keep dreaming.
Yeah, that and world peace, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. I don't know if that's something that any of us can hope for. Let's see. Brian on Facebook saying a PS1 classic.
That's a bad answer.
I think that's a bad answer too. Nathan also saying a PS classic.
Bad answers.
But like, why?
It's a horrible answer.
Why do they... A little bit of follow-up. Yeah, why?
Why
I need to know. Because I don't understand the appeal of it.
Because guess what? Almost all of that stuff you can go get on PSN right now.
Yeah, I think I still have my PlayStation 1 and all of... I definitely still have all of my games. So it's like, what's... I don't even understand the point.
Elizabeth on Facebook says, my BF and I are going to gift each other the PS4 VR. Of course, top games to get for us are Resident Evil and Skyrim because we need three copies of it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Jeff says, for my fiance, new gaming PC since his recently died. Jeff's fiance, I sympathize. I understand.
Wow, you can buy him a whole new PC. That's love right
that
there.
Is love.
Super
that is
love. Love
right on Twitter, Melkiria says, I got what I wanted mostly, but if I had to choose, probably I'd say ESO. I'm curious now. Melkiria.
All right.
That may be in your future.
Who knows?
Melissa on Facebook says, I want a Switch to try out Octopath Traveler. I got my sister one for Christmas, but I want one for myself now.
Mm. So Dragon Lord on Twitter also chimes in with one that I think a lot of people are going to be wanting because it's coming out so soon. Mm-hmm. And Norris, I'm setting you up for a very specific drop. Can you hit it for me, please?
I was not listening to you.
Oh, man. I was asking for the Smash drop. I thought you would be out ahead of me. There it is. We tried.
That's a different answer from Bill on Facebook. Because you know what? I'm good this year. I'm learning Dragon Ball FighterZ, still need to beat Spider-Man, have Smash coming, and playing Black Ops 4 with friends. Oh, and found my old Diablo 2 CD.
See, I think this is the backlog year, man.
Yeah,
I know so many people are backlogged right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big time.
On Instagram, it's Mr. Brandom says, I hate to say it, but I think I want a Nintendo Switch. As a father of a newborn, on-the-go gaming is becoming my only gaming option. First of all, why do you hate to say it?
Yeah,
the Switch is
the
amazing.
Switch is perfectly
great. The Switch is great.
And coming from a group of people who gave it a lot of crap before it came out, it's great.
Look at the journey that Norris has been on with Nintendo over the past year.
Oh, dude. Listen, I represent everybody. I represent the id ego of the Nintendo fan base, bro. I literally went from hating everything about them to they got me right back in, bro.
They did. And you know, the thing that's so interesting about the Switch is that it's got such a diverse catalog on it already that even if you don't consider yourself a Nintendo gamer, because I definitely don't. There's definitely going to be titles on there that are going to interest you. I mean, if Diablo 3 doesn't get it done, I mean, there are so many on there that are Dark Souls. I mean, come on. It is legit a great console.
Yes,
Kevin also even says, I say I want to get a Switch with Smash or Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Everyone and their mom is getting one.
Listen, we got to leave it right there. Thanks for joining us for Checkpoint XP. For more info on the show, links to articles and the Checkpoint podcast, then head on over to CheckpointXP.com. Stay up to date on all the latest by subscribing to Checkpoint XP on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And of course, make note of when you're catching us on your local station like Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR 560 AM, 95.9 FM and 103.9 in Lexington, Kentucky. And remember to come back next week for more video game news and discussion. And always, you can join us Monday through Friday at 5 PM Eastern live at twitch.tv. checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP is distributed by Westwood One and is a production of Beasley Esports XP. I want to thank my crew, our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Corpus, and of course my co-hosts who pulled double duties as producers for Checkpoint, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and over at the Checkpoint News Desk, Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Radio, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointradio.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.